Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're back for another week with some awesome unreleased stories written by kids.
Parents, stay tuned to the end of this episode to find out how you can submit your child's story for our exciting podcast relaunch happening in November.
But right now, let's introduce the first story. This one comes to us from a fourth grader named Grace, and Grace's story is called Guni Pantoyas.
Greetings, everyone. It is I, the narrator of this Halloween story, the tale of Guni Pantoyas. Let us begin. In the small town of Glinkenglook, there was a boy named Guni Pantoyas.
Hey there, my name is Guni Pantoyas, and I just love Halloween.
Guni just loves Halloween because it's his birthday.
Hey, narrator, do you know why I just love Halloween?
Because it's your birthday?
Because it's my birthday.
I just said that.
You just said that.
Right. Moving on. Guni.
Do you know why I just love my birthday?
I don't know, because you get presents and free candy?
I just love my birthday because I get presents and free candy.
Just move on. Guni has a friend named Lulav and her twin, Eetrog.
Hey, Lulav and Eetrog.
Hello, Guni.
Hey, do you guys know why I'm so happy?
Because it is Halloween slash your birthday?
No, because it is my birthday slash Halloween. Hey, can you guys come trick-or-treating with me? We're just treating if you're not into tricks.
We are so very sorry, Guni, but we can't go trick-or-treating with you, or even just treating.
But why?
Because we are going to Nebraska to celebrate the Jewish holiday Sukkot.
Oh, I guess I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you guys say everything at the same time?
No, we do not say everything at the same time.
Okay.
Bye, Guni.
So Lulav and Eetrog went to Nebraska, and Guni Pantoyas went trick-or-treating, feeling sad.
Uh-oh, trick-or-treaters, time to be a neighbor and make some kids happy with one free candy. I have just enough for every kid to get one. Hello?
Trick-or-treat, or just treat, or whatever.
Oh, Guni, why are you so very sad?
Do you want to know why I am sad?
Yes, I do, I just asked.
It's Halloween and my friends are gone!
Oh, dear, well, surely...
And it's my birthday and my friends are gone!
Okay, well, here, have one free candy. I've been a good neighbor.
This does not make me feel better!
What? Here's two free candies!
Don't feel better!
Oh, goodness, here's three free candies! Is that enough to make you feel better?
No!
Well, is it enough to make you go away? Yes.
Great. Happy Hallow Birthday. You know, you try to be a good neighbor and some people just take
Then the day after, Lulav and Eetrog knocked on Goonie's door, holding pillowcases.
Well, who could that be? Everybody I know is off celebrating Sukkot. Hello?
Lulav! Eetrog, what are you guys doing here? I thought you were in Nebraska.
Goonie says Nebraska wrong. It's Nebraska, Goonie.
Nebraska.
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 No, Goonie, look, say bra.
Bra.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
No, Goonie, say nebra.
Nebraska.
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 No, Nebraska. Bra, bra, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
No!
Nebraska?
No, stop it. Just move on.
Okay. Lulav and Eetrog, what are you guys doing here? I was so sad to be alone.
We brought you Nebraskan candy.
Aw, shucks, you guys are the best. Hey, what is Nebraskan candy?
It's like candy corn, but without the candy.
So it's corn?
No, it's not corn.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Want to know what we did then?
You lived happily ever after.
We lived happily ever after. Nebraska.
The end.
Wow, Lee, I feel like those two friends that spoke together at the same time is a lot like us.
You mean the way we often talk at the exact same time,
perfectly in sync?
And never not saying the same
speaking
words.
At the same, wow.
Seamless.
Wow.
You know, I felt it. You know what? Let's introduce the next story.
I was just thinking that.
Well, we think at the same time, too.
Introduce away.
This next story comes to us from a fifth grader from Mill Creek, Washington, named Alex. And Alex's story is called The Face in Bulgaria.
Oh, yeah.
I love living in Bulgaria.
Wow, I sure am excited to watch the award ceremony today.
Me too. I can't wait to see him in person. Famous explorer Alex. He's my hero.
Attention, attention, everyone. Townspeople, it is I, your president. The president of Bulgaria. It is my great honor to welcome Alex, famous explorer, to Sofia, the capital city of Bulgaria.
Woo!
Thank you. It's great to be here, Madam President.
We're excited to have you back, Alex, after your long stay in the wilderness.
Yeah, I was out exploring for a long time.
I would like to bestow upon you this Medal of Courage for braving the wilderness.
You shouldn't have.
And I'd also like to take this opportunity to remember some of your most famous trips through the wilderness. Okay, I'm sorry, excuse me, but does anybody else hear a wolf howling? Is that just me? Just me?
Oh, that's my pet wolf, Sebastian. Sebastian comes on all my expeditions with me. Isn't that right, Sebastian?
Indeed it is, Alex. I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Madam President.
Likewise. Now, Alex, famous explorer, back to celebrating you! Tell us about that amazing time you explored the ocean.
Sure! It was pretty cool! I saw a porpoise! I saw a whale! I saw a seawolf!
Incredible. I also really loved that time you explored the desert.
Oh, me too. The desert was awesome. I saw a camel. I saw a cactus.
Cactus?
I saw a desert wolf.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you, Alex.
You are grown up.
I know. Anyway, tell us about that time you explored the human mind.
Sure, I saw a mind wolf.
Hold on, not so fast.
Who are you?
Greg, calm down.
Sorry.
Well, townspeople, I'm the face, a.k.a. the evil F, a.k.a. stupid face. I take people's faces because I'm hideous, so I'm jealous of not hideous people. So that pretty much sums me up, just little old me, the evil F.
The evil F, huh? Does that F stand for face?
You'll never know.
Okay.
Your face looks hideous, evil F. It has so many wrinkles, sideburns, and a horrific beard.
Just saying.
Well, you shouldn't judge someone by what they look like on the outside. You should judge them based on what they're on, whether they're beautiful or ugly on the inside.
Aww.
But I'm also ugly on the inside. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
But Evil F, you can't just show up and take someone's face. We're in the middle of celebrating me.
Yeah, Alex the famous explorer was telling us about that time he explored the human mind. That would have been a really cool story, bro.
Well, too bad, because I'm here to steal your face, Ms. President of Bulgaria.
Why?
Because it's just what I do. Now, here I go. I'm going to take your...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to take your face. I stole your face. Now I run away.
I was just attacked by a face.
You're faceless now, Madam President of Bulgaria.
What are we going to do?
That's where I come in.
Oh, yes, Alex. Your exploring skills are like no other. Your assignment is to capture the strange beast tomorrow night. Now I just need to get back to my house without using my face. Excuse me, pardon me, faceless president coming through. Excuse me, Greg.
After you, Madam President.
Guess I'll just have to waste time until tomorrow night, huh, Sebastian?
Talking to you now wasted a bunch of time, and it's already tomorrow night.
Wow! Boy, it's freezing tonight in Bulgaria. 0 degrees Celsius. That sounds really, really cold. Zero!
In Fahrenheit, that's actually just 32 degrees.
What would I do without you, Sebastian?
The more you know.
What? Well, I bet I gotta go out and explore the forest of pitch black awesomeness. I'll bet that Evil F guy's in there.
I'll come with you.
No, I can't let you do that, Sebastian.
But I go on all your adventures.
Not this time. It's too dangerous. You stay.
Okay, Alex. Just remember, you're the best explorer in the world. I'll never forget you.
Well, I guess I'll just walk to the forest of pitch black awesomeness. Oh, look, an owl. Oh, look, a fox.
A-ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. What do I say? What do I say?
Oh, look, a hideous face with so many wrinkles, sideburns, and a horrific beard. Wait, what?
Ah, that's right, Alex. It's me, the face, a.k.a. the evil F, a.k.a. You know what? I think you get it by now.
Yep.
Anyway, I may be ugly, but my mouth has magical powers. I'll use those magic powers to put you in this sack and take you back to my evil hideout.
How does your mouth have magic powers?
I floss regularly.
No!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Good morning, sleepyhead.
Whoa, where am I?
Oh, you're in my secret hideout. I chained you up so you don't escape.
No!
Now, I'm just gonna sit here and stare at you in silence for a while.
Why?
Shh! I'm gonna break the silence.
Why?
Shh! Just give me your face like I stole your president's face.
Nope.
It puts the face in the basket.
I said no.
Oh, come on. I just really want a different face. I'm hideous on the inside and outside. I mean, my face has so many wrinkles, sideburns, and a horrific beard.
Aha! While you were talking, I wiggled out of my chains and tied you up using a rope made of small, shiny copper wire.
Ah, now I'm captured. Where did you get that copper wire anyway?
I had it in my coat pocket the whole time. I'm a famous explorer. I'm always prepared. Now I'm going to take you back to Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria, so you can answer for your crimes. It's about 3 miles away.
How are we getting there?
Walking.
No, I hate exercising. Who do you think you are?
Alex, famous explorer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're back here in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria.
Already?
I'm a very fast walker.
Alex, is that you? I can't tell because I don't have a face.
Yes, President of Bulgaria. I made it through the wilderness. I made it through... Sebastian, old buddy, it's so good to see you.
You too, Alex.
I got captured, but then I got uncaptured and went ahead and captured the evil F instead. Also, I saw an owl.
I jumped for joy.
Hey, what's going to happen to me, the evil F?
You are going to get courted.
Gesundheit.
Let's get the judge out here. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Judge Trudy. Judge, you may begin the trial.
Order in the court.
Do you want to keep talking?
Order, I say. I am the Honorable Judge Trudy, and I call this court into session. I find the defendant guilty of stealing the president's face and of being ugly on the inside. I sentence you, the face, a.k.a. the evil F, a.k.a. stupid face, to 10 years in jail. You just got courted. Judge Trudy, out.
Oh, well, 10 years in jail isn't so bad. It could be worse. I guess I'll see everyone in 10 years when I get out.
And from there on in, no one ever saw the evil F again.
Wait, what?
The end!
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast. Parents, You can submit your child's brand new story by visiting storypirates.com.
Right now, we're looking for stories all about dreams. So kids, make up a brand new character from your imagination and then tell us what that character does to try to get their big dream to come true. And then tell us if the character got it or didn't get it and how they feel about it. A lot of people are asking us when this first round of stories is due, and right now, there's no due date. They're just rolling submissions for the whole next season of Story Pirates podcast, so just keep sending them in, and thank you to all the kids and parents who have already sent in their amazing stories.
And of course, if you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, you can always visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays in our theater in Midtown Manhattan. Go to storypirates.com and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.